Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be very busy today. She has a stop at the NAACP National Convention. She'll be signing a bill to honor the late Queen of Soul, and she'll be announcing a new affordable housing project. That's all ahead of next week's Democratic presidential debates, which will be here in Detroit. And we're joined live and local now by the governor. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. It's always great to be with you.
First of all, just want to ask you about the power outages, some 250,000 people without power. What can the state do to chip in and help out?
Well, first, you know, we have been monitoring it with the extreme heat. Certainly, that's something that we're cognizant of, trying to make sure that people are healthy and safe. You know, this was an intense and widespread system that came through, and most of the Lower Peninsula was impacted by it. So I want to commend the men and women who've been working to restore under incredibly trying conditions, power for folks, and thank the crews. You know, we are working to ensure that we upgrade our aging infrastructure. I know everyone thinks about the roads and bridges, but we have to think about our electric and power grids as well, so we've got reliability and resiliency. And that's something that we're analyzing and working with the MPSC and our partners in the private sector to make sure when we have confront weather like this, we've got the resiliency and reliability we need.
As you're analyzing this, Governor, any thought about putting more of these power lines underground so they're not as affected when these strong windstorms come through?
That's certainly a part of a long-term solution. You know, as we work to rebuild roads and infrastructure, that is a part of ensuring that when we tear up a road, we rebuild it smarter, and that is burying lines, upgrading the water infrastructure underneath the ground, as well as building connected roads. And so all of these are pieces of a real forward-looking infrastructure plan and benefits on a lot of different fronts, not just the obvious potholes we're confronting.
Governor, we have the Democratic presidential debates coming up here in Detroit on July 30th and 31st. We have 20 candidates coming up. You've asked for some questions from Michiganders about certain topics they want to hear about. Have you received any questions from them, and what are most people wanting to ask these presidential candidates about?
We have, and not surprisingly, it's really about the fundamentals. And it's one of the things that I'm imploring all of the candidates who are running to drill down on: what can they do to really improve the quality of people's lives? And how are they going to get it done? So whether it is the infrastructure crisis our country is facing, and we in Michigan are confronting in a worse way than any other state, or the educational needs of our children, or just shoring up and cleaning up water across this country, but particularly making sure that parents know that when they give their child a glass of water at the dinner table, it's safe and clean for them. And the skills gap. I think these are the fundamentals that every one of us wants to hear our presidential candidates talking about, but not just touching on, really focusing on how you can solve these problems. And that's, I think, what we are hearing the most from people as they are using the hashtag that we're promoting in terms of Dem Debate MI. It is crucial that these candidates focus on what's important to us, because all roads to the White House lead through our state.
And you are also giving opening remarks at the NAACP 110th convention this week. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're going to say? Give us a preview there.
Well, I am. And, you know, it's an incredible honor for us to be hosting the NAACP National Convention. Detroit is going to be home to this debate and NAACP, and I think it's a great opportunity for us to highlight what's happening here, but also the work that we have yet to do. Migrants and immigrants contributed enormously to the culture and economy of the state of Michigan, and these are a couple of things I'll be touching on during my remarks today, but also focusing on the fundamentals. You know, we know that when you look at someone like Aretha Franklin, whose family came to Michigan, or the variety of people that made Michigan their home by choice, this is some of the great offerings and legacy of the state, but these are also the fundamentals that we've got to tackle.
Speaking of Aretha Franklin, you're going to sign that House bill, correct, today, House Bill 4060, to name part of the Lodge Freeway, the Aretha Franklin Memorial Highway.
That's right, and Representative Leslie Love promoted this idea. She'd been working on it for quite a while, and I'm really thrilled that we were able to get it done. I think it gives shows some respect for the Queen of Soul, who contributed enormously to our culture and to the strength of the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan.
And one last question for you, Governor Whitmer. Any progress on the roads with Republicans in the legislature?
Well, unfortunately, this is the first time in 9 years that the legislature decided to take a vacation before they got the budget done. And this is not good, to put it lightly. I have ongoing conversations with the leaders of both the House and the Senate, both sides of the aisle, and I know there's a desire to get this done before we even get close to September 30th, which is the deadline. But I'm still imploring them to get back to work and to get this done. No one else can take their vacation before they get the work done, and the budget's the most important thing that any legislative session has to work on. So it's time for them to get back and get this done so we can fix the roads and close the skills gap and educate our kids.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer joining us. Appreciate your time very much. You know you got a busy day here in Metro Detroit. Thank you, Governor.
It's going to be a great day. You all have a wonderful one yourself.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.